This is the Web Strategies Podcast, a program dedicated to the technology and techniques of marketing your business on the internet. This program with program notes and links is found on our show website at www.webstrategiespodcast.com. And now, the host of the Web Strategies Podcast, internet marketing expert, Tom Anthony.
Welcome to the Web Strategies Podcast, and thank you, Joe Cipriano, is the voice of the open and close the Web Strategies Podcast. Also the official voice of America's Got Talent. And actually, Joe Cipriano has been a friend of mine for a long time. And I always appreciate the fact that the same voice that you hear on Deal or No Deal is the one that opens up the podcast. So, and you know, here's a great segue. It's also true that Joe Cipriano, who has a business called Joe Cipriano Promos, is a customer of Constant Contact. And Constant Contact is a software that helps small business owners to do their own pretty high-level email marketing. Now, today on Skype, on the phone, with us is the Senior Vice President of Global Market Development for Constant Contact. It is Eric Groves. And I'm going to give you a little background on Eric first before we open up our microphone with him. But Eric's been with Constant Contact since January of 2001. He built the sales and business development departments from the ground up, and it helped propel Constant Contact's growth to now more than 275,000 customers. And in his role, Eric oversees the recruitment, education, and training of small businesses and organizations worldwide. We're going to talk about that training in just a moment, because it's, I think, one of the best features of Constant Contact. Eric developed the Constant Contact's Power of Relationships program, and he has quite a background before Constant Contact, executive director of worldwide sales and business development at Alta Vista, which at that time was, of course, a major, major provider of search services, the Google of its day. So quite a background in the internet world, and a friend to the Web Strategies Podcast. Eric, thank you very much for consenting to come on to the Web Strategies Podcast. And boy, what a perfect guest you are, because of what you do at Constant Contact and the nature of this podcast talking about web strategy. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
My pleasure to be here.
You know, originally I signed a dealer contract with a company called Roving Software. And I know it's not called that anymore, but did you know that to this day I type in roving.com and it comes up to Constant Contact? I wanted to ask you if you could give us a little bit of a brief background on the company. I know that the earliest thing that I found online is a press release from 1998, I think it was, when you were at a trade show in Boston. But if you could you give us a little bit of a background on Constant Contact?
Well, yeah, actually, the background goes back a little bit further than that. The company was founded in 1995 as Roving Software and became Constant Contact. Probably about the time you're looking at that press release. But Constant Contact's always been the brand that we've used to market our services. And the company was really created to help small businesses, associations, nonprofits, and the like connect with their customers and members through professional-looking communications. And using either our email marketing and now our online survey tools, what we're trying to do is really help them build a relationship with their customers through communication. And the one other piece of the equation that we really provide to them is an educational component that makes it easy for them to learn how to create a strategy that works for their business. So yeah, those three elements are really what help our customers succeed in using our services.
And I have to add, you know, I may be a little biased because I have been a user for a long time, but when I, over the years, have recommended Constant Contact to my clients, one of the main reasons has always been because of that educational element. I think you guys have always done a really good job of not only teaching people how to fill out a template, which is the obvious thing, but how to really use the metrics of the results of an email campaign and some of the more sophisticated elements of a successful email marketing campaign. There's been a lot of companies that have described themselves the same way that Constant Contact has, but they have come and gone. Do you think that the educational element is really the biggest reason why you've been a constant growth in the internet world?
Well, it's certainly a major factor, but I think there's really four key elements that have driven Constant Contact's success. The first one is just our absolute commitment to small business. Many of the competitors that we had in the early days drifted up market, and we have stayed focused on small business. And when we say SMB, we mean the S of the SMB, and it's really all about being the marketing expert that they can turn to when they're trying to drive their business. And so, you know, that's a huge piece of the equation of why we've been so successful. And you couple that with the ease of use of our product. You know, quite often we have battles internally about adding new functionality because we look at it and say, well, it can't impact the usability. It has to make it easier if we're going to add more functionality. And that's a pretty big challenge to try and overcome. And by staying committed to that, we make it very simple for a small business owner to get in there and use it. We have a vast support network, and we provide, you know, free customer support through email, chat, and live telephone. You can pick up the phone and talk to somebody when you're, you know, stuck working on your campaign 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern, and you can talk to a real live person. They'll log into your account with you, figure it out, and you're on your way. So that's really been a nice element, especially for a person that's, you know, a small organization that doesn't have a lot of bench strength. They look at us as being their bench strength from a marketing standpoint. And then certainly, you know, the last couple of components are bundling together the value proposition and the affordability. I mean, for less than you're spending on coffee each month, you can be communicating with your customers, building relationships, and driving repeat sales. So all of those things combined are sort of the secret sauce that's made Constant Contact so successful.
You know, I have been to a couple of internet marketing seminars and conferences. The last one down in Atlanta a few weeks ago, but with some of the other companies that are in the email marketing arena, unlike Constant Contact, they are really geared toward an enterprise-level client. And it seems to me that the, and I'm not talking anybody down because there's a lot of great companies out there that have niches in this market, but it seems to me that the difference between Constant Contact and some of these so-called enterprise-level services is not functionality. It's that in an enterprise-level company, you get an account rep who basically tells you the same thing that Constant Contact teaches small business owners through your back end. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the enterprise guys do a lot. It is very much of an agency-type relationship. And we actually, you know, some people will come to us and will say, you know, you really need to be at an enterprise-level system because of what you want the system to do. And typically that's around database manipulation. I mean, if we both got emails from Amazon, they push the button on the same day, but the components of the messages are going to be different based on your purchase behavior and my purchase behavior. That's pretty heavy lifting from a database standpoint. That's what those enterprise systems are designed to do. But when it comes to a small business owner, what they're trying to do is target their customers and, you know, in groups based on their interests and just get that communication out. So with, for the enterprise guys, they're paying tens of thousands of dollars per month for. A small business owner can be doing that for $15 a month. And it's just, you know, it's the right application with the right usability for small business that just drives their success.
You know, I think that another thing that I would want to mention is that although some of the behavioral-driven mailing patterns in an enterprise-level system do fill a need for some larger customers, but Constant Contact back then, you can have a large number of databases and have individuals in separate ones, categories, let's say, so that you can send somebody an email that is a auto dealer and have it aimed at all auto dealers, or send something to dry cleaning customers or anything along those lines. You can separate out your various databases in Constant Contact pretty much however you want.
That's absolutely correct. You have an unlimited number of lists that you can create, and you can actually use the campaign data in addition to the data that you have in your database, but you can use opens and click-throughs, and you can create separate lists based on click-throughs. You can also use our online survey program to communicate out to your customers, gather their interest, and then let's say you're a sports store and you collect the people that like playing tennis or going skiing and they tell you what their interests are, you can then pull those responses to a survey into a list of people to communicate to so that when you're sending out your promotion of your for your ski sale that you have going on, you're directing it just to those people that are interested in skiing.
That's pretty custom to me.
It's pretty powerful, you know.
Another thing that I wanted to talk about, and this is in terms of deliverability. You mentioned one of the big public email providers a second ago, but when you're sending email through Constant Contact to folks like providers like AOL or Yahoo, Comcast, or they're really traditionally very tough on dealing with any email server that sends out a bunch of emails at the same time. How is Constant Contact able to maintain such a high level of deliverability through those kinds of vendors?
Well, at Constant Contact, we first start off with the thought process that legitimate business owners don't want to send spam, right? They get the notion that their communications, when they're sending them out, they're sending their reputation out through their communications, and they don't want to tarnish that reputation in any way. So, you know, our assumption is small business owners want to do the right thing. So then we, recognizing that, we layer on a lot of education. We teach people how to build a permission-based list. We teach them how to send communications that are educational rather than merely promotional. And all of those elements of the education serve to help make sure that the content that they're sending out is content that the recipient's going to want to receive. Because let's face it, spam, the determination of spam is in the person that gets to flip that bit is the recipient, not the sender, right? So they're the ones that get to determine whether or not your communication is valuable and give the feedback to the ISPs. You know, if they don't think it's valuable, they're going to click on this is spam button. And so education is really important. Couple that with a lot of automation that we do behind the scenes to try and monitor all of the critical elements of a communication and see if we can detect before a message goes out problem areas, you know, a list that doesn't look as clean as it should, a communication that doesn't that may be using a lot of spammy type of words in it. And so we try and catch that up front. And try and relieve the burden on the ISPs, right? Because we know those guys are getting bombarded with millions and billions and billions of messages, and it's our job as a commercial sender to make sure that we're delivering the highest level quality communications that we possibly can into their systems, and then we take their feedback, and when they say somebody's a problem for their system, we jump on it immediately. So all of those things combined are what enable us to maintain very high deliverability rates into the inbox, and we actually use a third party called ReturnPath to measure that for us on a regular basis. And you know, all of those things together help us really do a good job in working with the ISPs to make sure that legitimate, valuable information is getting to where it needs to get to.
You know, I don't want to get into real fine points of functionality in the podcast, but I was doing a campaign through my Constant Contact account a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed a feature that I thought was really nice. You could click when you do an email campaign through the admin panel in Constant Contact, you can click a button to see if it's accidentally written in such a way as that it might be perceived as spam.
Yeah, it's sort of a spam checker that checks the content of your message and runs it against the current list of words that are being used by spammers. So, you know, that list is something that we update on a regular basis because it seems like every week the people out there that are sending bad email are changing and morphing what they do to try and get around the ISPs. So what we do is we help our customers make sure that by accident they're not sending out something that might be perceived as being spammy.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think that my clients that are small business owners don't want any part of spam. They just want to make sure that they can send their customers messages that will get through. And speaking of that, you know, without maybe getting very, very technical, can you describe Constant Contact's position on opt-in and double opt-in lists? And the reason I'm asking is I have found over time that when someone actually wants to get an email from you, any email campaign you're sending out is far, far more effective. So my particular account, for example, is a double opt-in. But would you talk about what Constant Contact's position is on opt-in and double opt-in?
Sure. And it really goes back to how you're building your list. If you're putting a join my mailing list tag, which, you know, Constant Contact is one of the sort of elements of Constant Contact, you can easily put a little sign-up form on your website that says join my mailing list. Well, our feeling is that people who are putting their email address into a box that says join my mailing list know who the person is that they're signing up for and are doing so willingly. Right? So our belief is that single opt-in with confirmation is right for 90% plus of the marketplace, because you know you've got a relationship with a small business owner. And when we're talking about small businesses here, it's your local pizza store, a day spa, a nonprofit that you know very well, and you're signing up to join their list. So for majority of our customers, single opt-in with confirmation is the way to go. Now, we do coach some people to use double opt-in. And what double opt-in does is it basically, when someone submits their email address and they click on that submit box, it then sends out an email that says, do you really want to join Tom's mailing list? And they have to click on a link in that communication, and then they're added to the list, and then they get the confirmation email. Now, you know, that's sort of a great way to make sure that the people signing up for your list really, really wanted to be on that list. So that's important for organizations that are collecting their sign-ups potentially in a purchase flow, where it's just a little checkbox at the bottom of the purchase flow and someone's sort of distracted and doing a whole bunch of other things, and it may not be completely clear that they're signing up for your mailing list. Or if you're in an industry that's very focused on technology or security or dealing with the government, it's real important, you know, in those circumstances to have double opt-in. The challenge of double opt-in is that additional step in the middle, it results in you losing about 60% of the people who actually fill in that sign-up form. And that's because they think they've already been added to your list, and they never take the second step to add them to your list. So we think that by being upfront when you're collecting the email address and making it really straightforward, you know, you're joining my mailing list, and you send a confirmation, is the best combination for the majority of small businesses out there.
You know, I think you're right. I use the double opt-in. Maybe I should give a little bit more of a background on that. I had a dealer account with Constant Contact for a good number of years, and I was running an internet service provider company in Virginia Beach, Virginia a few years ago, and I kind of moved my dealer account along with that job that I had. Even though I was the CEO, it was still really, it was a job, even though I was an investor in that company. And then when I left that post, I just kind of let the dealer account go dormant, and I didn't really want to bother people by sending them something that they weren't expecting. But I also had a good number of my personal contacts were mixed into that same database. So I sent out a mailing, and it was a double opt-in mailing. And you're right, I lost most of the people on the list, but that was okay, because the people who stayed apparently are interested in my new endeavors.
Exactly. So, it, you know, in that circumstances, it's a great way to sort of clarify who you are, get them to recommit to your list, and then you know you're dealing with a quality list. I mean, in any case, it's always about quality of your list over quantity of your list. Right? You want to be mailing to the people that want to receive your communication. When you receive an email, you're asking yourself two questions, right? Do I know the sender, and do I care? And if you're not saying, you know, in the affirmative to both of those, well, then the person receiving the email is saying, this is not what I want at one end of the spectrum, or it's spam at the other end of the spectrum. So, you know, it's a balance of, you know, making sure that you're just building a quality list over quantity.
Another thing that I wanted to touch on with you, and you're talking about quality lists, is the increased influence of social networking across the board to all internet users. I'm talking about Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Does Constant Contact have any tools that leverage the popularity of the new interest in social networking, or do you have any plans on moving in that direction?
We do. We actually have just launched a feature that we call the Add This feature, which allows recipients to share to add a share bar to a newsletter that can actually push their communications out throughout their social networks that they're subscribed to. So that helps to extend the sender's message just beyond the inbox and helps generate more awareness and subscribers. So you know, we're a big believer in communication with your customers and building relationships with folks. So social media plays an important role in some businesses, more so in some than others, but social media plays an important role in communicating and building a network. And email marketing is another component in that. So they have to work together. So we're constantly working on ways to tie the event of an outbound communication to pushing that out to the social networks, as well as trying to help our customers build their email list off of their social networking sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and those type of things.
You know, there's a lot of, you mentioned a little earlier in our interview about some tools that are built into the Constant Contact admin panel that make it really easy for you to add sign-up forms to your websites. But there was another thing that I noticed that was a really great feature of Constant Contact that, since I hadn't used the product in a little while, was new to me, although I know it's not a new function, and that's the autoresponder. The autoresponder is a method by which you can send out a series of emails that are timed based on when the consumer signed up as opposed to what category they signed up in. Can you describe some of the higher level campaign management features of the service?
Sure. You know, I just in the process of releasing a book that's coming out, that's the Constant Contact Guide to Email Marketing, that's coming out at the end of September, and it was kind of interesting writing this whole chapter or this section about autoresponder. I kind of likened it to going on a blind date, and it worked pretty well, I think. Well, you know, we'll see how people react to the book, but in any case, the notion here is that when someone's signing up to join your mailing list, and they're putting their email address in that sign-up box, it's kind of like going on a blind date, right? And what you're trying to do when they hit submit is you're walking into the restaurant for the very first time on that blind date, and you're trying to make a connection and show that person the value that you bring to the relationship. And so what an autoresponder can do is kind of warm up that relationship by sharing some very short and interesting information about your business. And I like to say that, you know, the first thing that you need to do is give something back to that person for joining your mailing list. So, you know, when they hit submit, they're going to get a welcome letter, and then you can trigger your autoresponder to send out a message a day later that says, hey, you know, we really appreciate you joining our community. We'd like to invite you to come to our store, and here's a gift certificate for your first purchase with us that's, you know, $50 off your purchase of $100 or more. And that's you're giving something to that person for joining your list. Then in the second communication that you send out, and I like to have three in an autoresponder series, is where you put something in there where you may get something back that helps you build on that relationship. So perhaps, how did you hear about us? So you could use an online survey link and embed a question into that that second autoresponder that says, you know, we'd love to know how you heard about us. Could you just answer this simple question? And you know, then you're gonna get some benefit out of that information that they're giving with you. And then the third communication that you send out is once again providing an offer to that person or sharing with them a little nugget of knowledge about how your expertise could be of value to that person that just joined your list. It kind of warms them up to making sure that you know when they gave you their contact information that they've joined a community that they're really going to be thrilled to be a part of.
You know, and really, really good suggestions. I agree with your position on that. In the opening segment, in my description of your background, of the bio, I mentioned that you developed Constant Contact's Power of Relationships program, which is an educational outreach program. So you also mentioned just a second ago this book. Is that part of this program, or is the book a separate thing that's like an Amazon offering, or or?
Well, the book is basically takes all of our learnings from the power of relationships, adds to it all these other elements of the email marketing that we were just talking about, like autoresponder and archive feature, brings all those together and ties them together with a lot of customer stories. And the feedback that we've gotten from small businesses all over the country, in fact, all over the world, we kind of merged those into the book and created a book that's being published by Wiley that's going to be made available through your local bookstores. And, yeah, you can go online and get it from Amazon, but we prefer that you actually go to your local small business bookstore and buy it there, because that's one of those things that we're just really try to be as supportive of as we can.
And then back to, and I fully intend to do that, and back to that educational element of Constant Contact and kind of bringing our interview to full circle into a conclusion. I have two more questions for you. One would be, in your opinion, what are the three worst things that people do while attempting to market through email?
Well, I think that the three worst things that you can do are, A, to focus on building a quantity list over a quality list. And, you know, that can happen in the form of going to a trade show and, you know, giving away a really cool piece of swag that everybody wants, and everybody comes by your booth, especially on the last day, and tries to get that swag, and you scan their cards, and you build a monster list. Well, they don't care about your product. They just wanted the swag. And, you know, that's not a good way to build the list. So that, you know, one of the biggest mistakes people make is to go for quantity over quality. The second thing that I would say is that over the last 5 years, there's been a movement in email marketing to try and get your content to be more and more relevant to the recipient. And what that means is you need to learn more about their interests and target your communications based on what the interests are of that recipient. So, for example, I'm a travel agency and I have both singles destinations and family destinations. If I'm sending off my special weekly alert to my entire audience, and it's all about the singles destinations, the people who are interested in the family destinations are going to start to tune out. And maybe not be the first communication or the second, but by the third and fourth, if I haven't sent something to you about a family destination, you're not going to open my email anymore. So the more that I can do to segment my list to target communications to people's interests, the more success I'm going to have in email marketing. And then the third thing that we really encourage in our educational program is it's not about you when you write content. It's about sharing what you know. And if we're to think back to last year at the end of the year and the big box retailers, you know, a lot of those big box retailers had built up a lot of brand reputation and trust with their customers, and they flushed it in the fourth quarter last year. Because what they did is they just started bombarding us, and every week or every day there was a new promotion. Buy our product, it's 10% off. Was the, you know, that was October, and by the time it got to November, it was 30 to 40% off. By the time it got to December, it was 70, 80% off. And they basically have now just told their community, hey, don't buy anything from me till December when it's going to be dirt cheap. And that's not the way to drive business success. That's a way to kind of liquidate your inventory. And so you got to resist the urge to just sell, and turn that around. As small business owners are uniquely positioned because they have a passion for what they do and knowledge about what they do. What their communication should do is turn around and share that knowledge with their readers. If I'm a restaurateur and I've got a great chef, it's a tip about how do I counter the fact that I put too much salt into a recipe. And how can I unwind that mistake without having to start from scratch? I mean, that's sharing your knowledge, and that's powerful, because when they're going to go and decide on what restaurant they're going to go to, the first thing that's going to pop into their mind is that chef that gave them that really cool cooking tip. So, you know, that's the type of communication you want to send. So don't just try and sell. Educate, and the sales will come along with it.
So thank you. Those are really good suggestions. Final question.
I'm not passionate at all about this, am I?
No, you're not. I have to hold myself back because I'm such an evangelist for your product that it's tempting for me to just jump in there and say, yeah, you're right, yeah. But I obviously I've agreed with all of your points, and I think that you give some really good and deep information. If people want to re-listen to this podcast, might be a good idea.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. When we go around the country, we have regional development directors in pretty much every major metropolitan area around the country. They run seminars, and it's hysterical. Every time we do that, you know, a group of customers will stand up before they can even speak and say, you know, I just want to tell you this, and this is how it's changed my business. And those shout-outs are just priceless. So we love them, so keep them coming.
Well, this is a giant shout-out for me. I absolutely love the product. Last question is, I know that you oversee the Constant Contact's charitable program, which is called Cares for Kids, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. Tell us about Cares for Kids.
Well, we have a strong belief in giving back to the community, and we know that small business owners are very involved in their communities, and this is just one of the ways that we try and empower our customers to help their local community. So it's a program where any one of our, you know, 300,000 plus customers can donate an account. They nominate a local nonprofit that works either in education or social programs with children, and we will give them an account for free, up to 10,000 email addresses, the full litany of all of the services included within Constant Contact, for free in the name of that local small business that sponsored them. And it's just another great way that we can give back to the community through our small business customers, and it's a fantastic program. We've got global partnerships in the program with United Way and Junior Achievement, and then just literally hundreds, if not thousands, of local nonprofits that are benefiting from it.
Can you give our listeners the website address so they can, if they want to get more information?
Yeah, there's actually two easy ways to get there. One, you can go to Constant Contact and click on the About Us page, and you'll see in the nav bar a little Cares for Kids link there. Or you can just go to www.cares4kids.com. So that's CARES4KIDS.com.
Eric, I want to thank you again for coming on the podcast and giving some very valuable information. Thanks so much.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. Enjoyed it.
We want to thank our guest, Eric Groves, again from Constant Contact. Thank you, Eric, Senior Vice President, Global Marketing Development of Constant Contact. And by the way, there is a link on our Web Strategies podcast, the official blog for the podcast, webstrategiespodcast.com, that will give you a link to get a free trial for Constant Contact through my company, actually. It's a little benefit of being a dealer for that company. They allow me to give you the same free trial service as they do on a corporate level. So that's a really cool thing, because maybe you can go to the blog for the podcast and get a little other information. Some of the quotes that Eric made on this program are also there for kind of a reference of this program. Once again, thank you for joining us on the Web Strategies Podcast, our blog, our official website, webstrategiespodcast.com. I'm your host, Tom Anthony, and we're going to take you out with the music that I have written specifically and performed specifically for this program called Leaning Westward. I really like this music, and I hope you do too. And thanks so much for listening. I hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thanks for downloading or subscribing and listening to this episode of the Web Strategies Podcast. Send show comments and questions to info@webstrategiespodcast.com. You can subscribe to the Web Strategies Podcast on iTunes or on our show website at www.webstrategiespodcast.com. Please invite your friends and colleagues to review our podcast on iTunes. Just type in the Web Strategies Podcast and let the world know what you think.
Thank you.